once I accepted Shahada, I felt that my whole life was open. I felt as if a 10-ton rock had been lifted off of me. I don't know why. I'd only been a Muslim for 2 minutes, but I felt this immediate, immense relief. So after I was greeted, and I mean greeted, and this was not a false greeting, this was a genuine, heart-rending love of this man has lost, he's come back, he's been found, he's been saved. And this is what I believe, I've been saved.
So, in a way, you didn't study any other religion?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I studied the Eastern mystic religion. I'd looked into Hinduism. I touched on the verges of Buddhism. But I was greatly interested in Jehovah's Witnesses. In fact, I was almost baptized again, if you like, into Jehovah's Witnesses. But there was always something there that didn't give me that final push.
The question that I would like to ask now is, what were you searching?
Basically, I was searching, I'd always had this inner feeling that it was a supreme being. And what I was searching for was a loving supreme being that would look after me and not created me so that I could be damned forevermore. I was looking for peace. I was looking for something that I knew that would guide my physical life in the way that it should be. I was looking for a way where I could say, I can't do that because it's a sin. And I couldn't find a religion that would help me to do that, except Islam, where it wasn't a religion that was dictated to me. It wasn't a religion that was rewritten and rewritten by the books over the centuries by people that at a whim wanted to change a chapter or put a word in here or a word in there. It was a religion that, when it was given through the Archangel Gabriel to the Prophet Muhammad, ﷺ, it was that religion. It was from the word of God, the word from our Creator, and it has not been changed or touched for 1500 years, and for the needs of the world. And I found peace and tranquility. That was what I was looking for. I was looking for something that would put my soul and my busy being at rest, so I could lie down at bed at night and say, well, God, I've done good things today, I've done bad things, but please, will you forgive the bad things and praise me for the good things? And I knew that when I spoke to him, I didn't have to go through, as we used to say, through Jesus Christ our Lord. No, I went straight to him and I had a word, a face-to-face, not physical, of course, but I had a direct contact with him. And this is what I liked. I liked to speak to him on my terms. And I found that very wise. I didn't have to go through so-called mediators. And it gave me a great sense of relief and understanding. And it opened up my way to the other Muslim ummah that I saw. Before I was to me, black was a horrible colour. I was a racist, an utter, utter racist. But once I accepted Islam, I saw no race. All I saw was my brother there, my sister there. Black, white, brown, blue, it made no difference. They were my brothers. When I stood by them in a mosque on Saleh praying, that was it. We were all the creation of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.